Dreamscape presents Summer Long by Dean Bakopoulos, narrated by Luke Daniels. Part 1. There was another life that I might have had, but I'm having this one. Kazuo Ishiguro. Never let me go. 1. In the hay-gold dusk of late spring, Don Lowry takes his usual walk through town and out to the fields beyond it. In the newly turned black earth, he smells energy and promise, which buoys him in a way he's not felt buoyed in some time. And he feels, along with the whole twitching prairie, as if he's on the verge of something either beautiful or terrible. It is always hard for him to know which. And this is why, while walking home, when he sees a woman, her body sprawled beneath a thick, scabbed-up sycamore at the darkening edge of Merrill Park, he believes that she's fallen from a high bough. Don stops at the edge of the park, reaching for his phone to call 911. But he does not bring his phone on these walks. His wife has urged him not to. He works too much. He has chest pains at night, and his face is often lit by a screen. And so he cannot call anyone. From this downhill angle, it's unknowable. Has the woman in fact fallen from the tree, or has she been injured or beaten in some way? But as he approaches her, it seems as if she is simply sprawled there for the pleasure of it, for the soft grass and a few stars salting the darkening sky, and the moon an icy coin. For a moment, he wants to lie down next to her and whisper her name. It's a